Well, let's have a chat now to our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning, Corin.
Very interesting story, piece of legislation that Scott Morrison has introduced, a religious discrimination bill. Just talk me through how this works.
Well, that's members of Parliament are still trying to work that out. It is supposed to prevent, as he said yesterday when he personally introduced it into the House, the harassment or the in the marginalisation and the belittling, I guess, of those with religious views from expressing their opinions about their religion. But one of the unintended, or maybe perhaps intended, but I doubt that, consequences is that those who are, you know, gay or in any way LGBTIQ plus may be able to be expelled from schools. Now, he claims that this is not the case, that there is protection, or Morrison claims this is not the case, there are protection, a raft of protections in other legislative measures to prevent that, but there is serious concern that this will be the case. And it will go to committee, and which means it will get punted into the...
So what's going on here? Is this sort of a lead-up to the election? Is this sort of a cancel culture type sort of debate? Does he want a culture war type debate?
Well, he does, and those within the Liberal Party do also. There's a very strong opinion on the right of politics that those of religious bent in Australia do not have sufficient protections. Within current laws, which frankly is not right. I mean, a lot of people are saying that this is a solution in search of a problem. We have federal anti-discrimination legislation. There are state-based anti-discrimination laws that protect people of religion, and you know, it doesn't matter whether it's Satanism through to any sort of religious devotion, from being slandered and from being able to express their beliefs and practice their beliefs. But Scott Morrison has been talking about this since 2016. He actually kind of launched his leadership credentials on this, so it is something that he had to follow through on. But it is divisive. It has split the parliament. It's even split his own party. And it is going to be a talking point for some time. But he did want it before the election because he promised it.
So is this in a way related to the Israel Folau incident in terms of his comments?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, there was a clause in that that allowed him as an employee to say whatever he liked and not be prosecuted or sacked or whatever for it. It's known as the Israel Folau Clause. That's just shorthand for it. But because of opposition to that, it was removed from the draft bill because employers are saying, but we have the right to say to our employees, you cannot use our paid time to express your views in this manner. Mm. So, yeah.